focuses on Moshe's words when he was critical of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making things difficult. After Moshe was first sent to Paro, it got worse. You know, Paro intensified the work, and Moshe comes back at the end of Parashat Shmos. He says, "Mi'oz basi Paro David b'shmacha hera lamazeh." So why did you send me? Lamazeh shalachtani. And now, the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu begins with when Oz Yoshi Moshe. Pashut, it's the narrative, but the Devers takes it as if it's chelk of the words of the Shira. Oz Yoshi Moshe. The word Oz is very striking. Says the Medrash, Omar Moshe Ron HaElamin, B'meshach HaTasi L'Fanecha, Bo Ani Mikal Shecha. In the very way that I sinned before you, now I praise you. Medrash goes on. B'shvushach HaTasi Ba'oz. I sin with the word Oz. I didn't understand your ways. Oz Basi Oparo. Now I come and I praise you. Oz Yashim Moshe. Bo'ur E, Derech HaTzadikim, B'mashim Sorechim, He Misaknim. Where do we see this? We see this further in the parasha. Right after Shiras Hayam, the first place Klal Yisrael find themselves when they move on is the waters of Mara. They get to Mara, they can't drink it, and Hashem makes it sweet. In the way that he strikes, he also heals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, take this eitz and put it into the water. What was it? It was a bitter piece of wood. It was something growing that was bitter. So Hashem says, take the bitter and put it into bitter water and make it better. Bitter and bitter makes better. That's not the way it usually works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtik mar b'mar. V'nimtiku hamoyim. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, being very out of the box. The Oz was what I thought was a problem in Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I see in retrospect, after everything unfolds, that Oz Yashi Moshe, it's like a glorious symphony of Shira. What is Shira? Shira means you have all different notes. Some notes in and of themselves might be jarring to the ear, cacophony, doesn't sound sweet. But when you put that together with an orchestra, it's beautiful. And that's the message of Shira. And Moshe is taking the word Oz and showing how the Oz of before, in its context then, didn't make sense to me. But after everything was said and done, it was beautiful. He understood how HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it all out. Klal Yisrael couldn't understand what's going on here. They cried, Vayitzaku Ha'amel Hashem, but then there was a complaint to Moshe, I'm being commanded Mitzrayim. All the person struggled to figure out what's going on. One second they're davening, the next second they're fetching, they're complaining. The Ramban already has various ways to learn it. The Ramban has in one of the pshatim, he says, they thought they're going to daven, it's going to happen exactly this way. Davened Hashem, that pile turns around. But meanwhile, it didn't happen. They davened Hashem, and he keeps coming. So then they gave up, and they despaired, and they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamabriya, and Kavabi Mitzrayim. If they thought that they know how Hashem is going to work it out, how the Yeshua is going to come. Hashem had a different way of making the Yeshua work out, that pile came into the Amstel and drowned. So then they didn't realize at the time that that was the way it was supposed to happen. And then afterwards, by Yaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, so they understood, and Moshe understood, how it had to be that it got worse before it got better. Tu Bishvat has a lot of halachic aspects to it, in terms of being a cutoff, Hilchas Meiser, Arla, and so on. This is Tu'iz Ba'aretz. But on a machshava level, I saw something a few years ago I was always very inspired by, because it was written by a Rav in Kihila in Hungary, Arendel Rubinstein, who Nebuch perished in the war. HaKiddush Hashem. So there's a sefer called Netios Adar on the Moadim. He has one little entry on Tu Bishvat. And here's what he writes, a few sentences. And knowing who he was and how Nebuch paid with his life, with the suffering, it makes it even more poignant. He says, Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, She'olah Hasrath, V'lachuchas Be'ilan, the sap in the tree. At that point, Hagam Shakor Adayim Govar Pnei Oretz. It's still very cold all over. And to the naked eye, Berosa Ayin, Ein Nira Kal Chiyus Be'ilon. You don't see anything fresh. You don't see any sprouting. There's no discernible sign of life in the tree. That point, it begins to exhibit a certain inner, a sign of inner life. You don't see it on the outside, but something's going on. Spring is starting, just that you don't see it yet. The process is beginning. And he continues, he says, Kainhu Eitzel Ilan B'nei Yisrael. So it is with the quote unquote, the Kar Yisrael, the tree of Kar Yisrael. Tzorach Lahamin. And he lived through this. Even the time of great suffering, Hagoveres Admao, the Choshech Al Pnei Tevel, there's so much darkness. Mikomakam Hachius Vagula Maschil is no safe minister. The Geula, the Chius, is beginning to bud. Ukimosha Ayab Eretz Mitzvah, the Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'oz Basi El Paro, Heira Lamazeh. Vashiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Ata Sire Ata Betzoros Tira Shigzeh Haskalas HaGeula. The very thing that Moshe saw as the darkest period of the Golus was merely the Haskalas HaGeula, just that nobody saw it then. And it was only in retrospect that it became clear. I think this is a chizuk for all of us. We're living through very difficult times right now in Eretz Yisrael and Bifrat and throughout the world. And it's very nerve-wracking and scary and scary and anxiety-provoking. And we all continue to daven, not to let up, and our tefillos and on our learning. But we also have to remind them that this is also the threshold of Geula. Even if we don't know exactly how it's going to be, and we think it's going to be one way, it could very well happen in a very different way. But we have to have that amuna, amuna pshuta, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is preparing us for something much greater, and that has to be clear to us and understand this is the way Chai Yisrael constantly have functioned throughout the Golus. And Mamish is very close to the Geula, and we have to recognize sometimes things get very difficult before they get better. This is the lesson of the Shira, the lesson of Tu Bishvat, the lesson of Me'oz Basi Haparo and Oz Yashem Moshe, and the lesson of the Memara, that even from the bitter and more bitter can sometimes turn out something very beautiful, something sweet, a grand symphony of Oz Yashem Moshe.